Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, hour number three. I'm the only guy in America who can go to a Vivek Ramaswamy rally and turn it into a Trump rally. I turned into a Trump rally, and I told it was a hostile takeover. I told the crowd that I just love the guy. I think he's fantastic. He's my choice for vice president with Trump. I think he'd be just absolutely fabulous, and he could win the election for us. I think I've inspired myself just now to write that column tomorrow morning. I'm going to get up at 5 a.m., and I'm going to write the column, the two things that can win Trump the presidency, Vivek Ramaswamy and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. If Robert F. Kennedy really goes through with being the third-party candidate, he takes away 10% to 20% of the Democrat vote and wins it for Trump. And if Ramaswamy is used for only one thing, just campaign all over the country at college campuses, be like the Ron Paul. That was the weirdest thing about Ron Paul, right? Ron Paul was an old man. To me, he was an old, decrepit man with no energy, and yet he got the most enthusiastic response on college campuses because college kids loved his libertarian beliefs. Well, Ramaswamy is like a conservative slash libertarian. And I think college kids would go wild for him. And he's not, you know, they were cheering for a grandfather with Ron Paul. It's a lot easier to cheer for a 38-year-old billionaire. You know, a telegenic billionaire. He's a good-looking guy, and he's got a nice family, a young kids, and he's a billionaire. Like Trump, or in the range of a billionaire. I've seen him say it. Some columns say he's worth $600 million, and some say he's worth $1 billion-plus. So either way, he's okay. He's doing okay. As we say in New York, he's doing okay. So I think those two factors can win the race for Trump. RFK Jr. running as a third party. And also telling everyone, as you run for president, President Trump, I already wrote this column, I said, tell everyone that you would appoint RFK as your, you know, anti-vaccine guy, you know, to be oversee the pharmaceutical industry, whether it's, you know, Health and Human Services, whether it's the CDC, whether it's the FDA, whether it's a special prosecutor against Big Pharma to investigate the COVID vaccine, special counsel, special prosecutor, RFK. Utilize RFK Jr., even though he's running against you, and utilize Vivek to be your VP. I'm telling you, that's a winning combination that could win the election. I'm starting to talk myself into being in a good mood again. It doesn't have to be a rigged election. We can win by such a big margin they can't rig it. Not if they lose 10 to 20% of their vote, and we gain an extra 10, 20% of young people, we blow them away. So Trump right now is in the middle of this disaster where such unimportant people, you know, in Trump's entire life, you know, he's never had to deal with little people, right? Someone who's like a little nobody. This guy, what's the judge's name? Arthur Engeren. Engeren. I almost said Ergeren. Engeren. He's a Columbia University grad. I should have known. I should have known all the communist scumbags come from Columbia, my old alma mater. I should have known. He's the perfect guy to hate Trump's guts. He's a communist scumbag from Columbia. And he's lived his whole life in Manhattan, basically. And he's this little Manhattan judge, probably lives in some rent-controlled apartment somewhere. and hates Trump's guts for all the obvious reasons. Same reason everyone at Columbia must hate me, because I'm a huge conservative Republican, and I'm an enthusiastic guy, high-energy guy. They hate people like that. And so they've got Trump by the cojones. He's trapped in their courtroom, and they're trying to take his business license away and steal his businesses from him. And they're in control. It's really scary. Really scary. So Trump blasts them all. He leaves the courthouse and he blasts them. Let's see. Trump blasted New York Attorney General Letitia James and rogue Judge Engerin shortly before he entered the courtroom. Every time they give me a fake indictment, I go up in the polls, Trump said. This is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time, he said before walking into the courthouse. I don't know if he said anything else. But the judge was laughing. Laughing! Don't you understand why he's laughing? Because he's, for the first time in his life, important. Just by standing in a courtroom with Trump, he's become important for the first time in his life. Not impotent. I didn't say impotent. I said important. He was already impotent. Now he's important. Oh, you know he's impotent. He needs some Score Blue. You know he does. Unbelievable what's happening in this world. Here's an interesting story. Philadelphia journalist who mocked concerns over violent crime in Democrat cities named Josh Kruger, shot dead in his home, shot seven times after someone entered his home, shot him at the base of his stairs, and then fled. I don't know what to say anymore. I really don't know what to say anymore, how dumb liberals are. I really don't know. But it's really incredible. I saw an article just moments before, in the little break between hour two and hour three, I saw an article, and I don't know where to find it now because I don't know where I saw it. I think it was at the UK Daily Mail. I think that's where I saw it. But it was about a homecoming high school. You know, high school football game. Here it is. It's at the UK Daily Mail. Ohio high school student, 17, collapses and dies on the football field during homecoming pageant. Right in front of everybody at halftime of the football game. Dies on the football field. That's a gal. It's not a football player. It was a gal who was an athlete at the school. A passionate athlete who earned recognition of volleyball, basketball, and softball, Ohio high school student, collapsed on the football field and died. 17 years old, senior at Mapleton High School in Ashland. Died of an undisclosed medical emergency. When are we going to admit there's something wrong? When are we going to just ask the question of the parents of this young girl, was she vaccinated? I want to know, was she vaccinated? That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to cast a single other aspersion. Except, was she vaccinated? And you're going to see, I guarantee you, you will see a pattern that every young person in America who drops dead at the age of 17 or 15 or 25 or 29, every athlete dropping dead on soccer fields, there's a pattern. They're all vaccinated. This is the most incredible crime of the century and crimes against humanity and mass murder that I've ever seen, and we're all asleep at the switch and no one has a clue what's going on because the media is in a total blackout. Just like this dumb liberal journalist who mocked the concern over violent crime is shot dead in his home. All the liberals are like, you don't like the vaccine, you're a dumb hick, you know, white trash conservative who's going to die from COVID, and the next day they die. And so you can never say, I told you so, because all the liberals are dropping dead, one by one. The latest polls are out. And liberals, I think the last poll I saw, 75% of liberals said they're going to take the latest booster, and only 25% of conservatives said they're going to take it. I can't even believe it's as high as 25%. But you know what that means, right? I'm not gloating because I'm the guy who's trying to warn everyone, including liberals, that this vaccine's a killer and you got to stop it. That we, you know, when the swine flu vaccine came out, 25 people died. 25 in the whole United States, and they canceled the vaccine program. 25. And yet, there are so many millions dead from this vaccine all over the world. The latest study from the University of Ottawa says about 17 million people have died around the world after being vaccinated. Not from COVID, from the COVID vaccine. And the average person still doesn't know it, and many Republicans still don't know it. But again, if 25% are saying they're going to take the booster, who are GOP voters, That means 75% do know there's something wrong with the vaccine. They've seen someone they know die after getting vaccinated, or they've seen someone crippled after getting vaccinated. So at least 75% of Republicans know, but the exact opposite, 75% of Democrats say they're going to take the vaccine. I'm not gloating, but it's sure going to change the voter numbers in this country. An awful lot of Democrats are going to die, and an awful lot of Republicans are not going to die. And it's going to totally change the vote, you know, 5 years down the line, because you're dealing with such ignorance. And wait till they wake up and realize, not the ones who are dead, obviously, but the ones who are still alive but crippled, or the ones left behind when someone they love died. Wait till they all wake up and realize how they were fooled, how they were bamboozled, the propaganda that was put out, the silence and banning and blackballing by the media of any negativity about the COVID vaccine. Wait till they realize their own government lied to them and deceived them, like the Tuskegee experiment. That's what this is. It's a Tuskegee experiment of the whole damn country. It's incredible. It's incredible. On to other topics. Nearly 40 shot during the weekend in Mayor Brandon Johnson, Chicago. I would just call it Democrat Chicago. I don't care if it's Brandon Johnson. This has been going on for years. Everybody's shooting each other. Everyone's killing each other. It never stops. Mike Lindell's MyPillow is under IRS audit for alleged unlawful employment practices. This is a government that is weaponized against every Republican who speaks out. There is solid evidence the FBI planned the January 6th operation and planted documents used against the Proud Boys. Gavin Newsom picks a U.S. Senator, LaFonza Butler. What a name, LaFonza. Is that like the Fonz? Is she like the Fonz from Happy Days? The Fonz Butler. And she scrubs her Twitter location and work bio, stating she lives in Maryland. He picked for a California United States Senate a black lesbian who loves abortion from Maryland. Wow, what a country we live in. What a country. No white men need apply anymore to jobs. And finally, Biden's America illegal immigrant gang kidnaps three girls, including an 11-year-old, rapes and tortures them. No headlines in the mainstream media. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wayne Alaroot, I got an email here. Says, excellent rant on the Donald Trump judge. You nailed the judge to a T. Of course I did. Anybody can see what the deal is with these people. Not everybody can be Donald Trump. Wayne Root can't be Donald Trump. He was like one of the coolest, handsomest men that ever lived and a billionaire and dated every beautiful woman in the world, every model, every actress, every beauty queen. And he bought Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago might be the first billion-dollar residential property in the United States, maybe in the world. I don't even know. Is there anywhere in the world someone has a billion-dollar residential property? I don't think you count the Taj Mahal of India as a residential property. You know, maybe in Saudi Arabia. There's something in Saudi Arabia that's $1 billion. I don't know. Not even there, I don't think. You know, all those beautiful mansions, palatial mansions in Saudi Arabia, there's like 5,000 of them because there's 5,000 princes. But not one of them is $1 billion palace, I don't think. Maybe they're all $100 million palaces. But Mar-a-Lago is the first billion-dollar one. So of course people are jealous of Donald Trump. Of course the guys who never got the pretty girl are jealous of Donald Trump. Of course the guys who never had a chance to be in the same room as Melania are jealous of Donald Trump. Of course anyone who's not worth billions of dollars is jealous of Trump. And on top of that, the guy has the most perfect children you've ever seen. You know, he's got four great kids who really, by all accounts, are great kids. So, I mean, he did everything right. And of course this judge is jealous of him and hates him. And that doesn't include politics. Now add in everyone I know in my whole life who's liberal, for the most part, they've all got derangement syndrome. Trump derangement syndrome, Root derangement syndrome, conservative derangement syndrome, capitalism derangement syndrome. They hate everything that we do. So of course they're going to go apoplectic and try and destroy Trump's life and get control over Trump and try and throw him in a prison cell. They'd like to stick him in a prison cell with like five MS-13 members with a machete, and he lops Trump's head off, and the judge would go, ah, ha, 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 ha. Of course that's the way they think. They're sick in the head. That's what liberals are, sick in the head. So of course I've got it to a T, because I've been around these people my whole life. You know, I'm Jewish. I was born and raised in New York. I went to Hollywood. I was in the TV business. Are you kidding me? I've been around liberal. Oh, I went to Columbia University. I've been around communist liberals my entire life. And I know what they think like, and they're deranged. They're deranged against Donald Trump, just like they were deranged against Ronald Reagan. But they never had this kind of vitriol and hate. You know, although I guess they did. You know, I've always told that story. I'm sure some of you have heard it. I haven't told it as much in the last few years when I've been on radio and TV, but I used to tell it to my friends all the time, and I've mentioned it before, that when I was in political science class at Columbia, kid ran in breathless, the doors, you know, he pushed the doors open and they banged open, and he said, the president's been shot, they've assassinated Reagan. And the entire class gave a standing ovation. They were so happy they thought Reagan was dead. So maybe it hasn't even changed that much. They never openly said those things in those days. There was no internet and there was no social media. So the craziness couldn't come out like it does today, where everyone goes on social media and says, oh, I hope Trump dies a violent death. I hope someone cuts Trump's head off. I hate Trump. I hope someone kills Trump while he's president. Secret Service never visited any of them. God forbid, as a conservative, you say something bad about Biden. They'll be at your door tomorrow with a SWAT team ready to kill you. Shoot to kill. But the reality is they were vicious then, too, and they wanted Reagan dead. They would have been happy if he died. I think most of them are really happy that in his last 10 years he had Alzheimer's, didn't know where he was. They're, like, happy about that. See? That's what you get for being a conservative. They're sick people. But they've never been as sick and as mentally disturbed as today with Trump derangement syndrome. So, of course, this judge wants Trump to roll up in a ball and die in the corner because the judge had control over his life and Donald Trump's life ended in a bad way because a liberal judge ended it. Of course he thinks that way deep, deep down. Maybe even not so deep down. The way he was smiling today, I think it's clear he's showing it in public, for gosh sakes. The way no judge is allowed to do. You're not supposed to have any outward bias. Of course he's got bias. Of course he hates Trump. So they're trying to ruin Trump's life. I hope he wins and he destroys all of them. I'll think up new and interesting ways to destroy them all. Legal ways to destroy them all. All these communist traitors to the United States need to spend the rest of their lives in a jail cell in Guantanamo. Sponsor of our show is Score Blue. Only conservatives deserve Score Blue. It's the best ED pill of all time. We don't allow liberals to get the greatest ED pill of all time for only $5. It's from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, $5 a pill rather than $90 for the original Viagra. So let the liberals pay $90, and they're all broke losers who rely on government welfare checks. Use the whole welfare check on your Viagra pill, you losers. But we give it to you for $5, and it's the best in the world. Best Viagra in the world, the lowest price in history. Go to scoreblue.com, enter the promo code WAR, check out, and get 20% off your first order. Scoreblue.com!
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA News Update. The White House is urging Congress to increase aid to Ukraine in its conflict with Russia.
To see the continuation of the brave people in Ukraine to fight for their freedom, right? To fight for their democracy.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that there's still robust bipartisan backing for supporting Ukraine, a key focus for the Biden administration. The 18-day United Auto Workers strike continues. General Motors recently laid off about 160 workers indefinitely. UAW President Sean Fain expanded the strike, accusing Ford and GM of a lack of progress in negotiations. This holiday season, Mariah Carey's hitting the road for her Merry Christmas One and All tour. Starting November 15th, the tour will visit 13 cities. Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You holds the record as the best-selling holiday song by a female artist. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov. Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The roof's on fire. Go Get Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up, because here's your chance. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter of this year. Then they bought the most gold in the first half of this year. They must know what's coming. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. So many bad things on the way, whether it's World War III or another pandemic or just our financial Armageddon, massive stock market crash, a massive dollar crash that's obviously on the way, more interest rate hikes, World War III. All these things could make gold skyrocket. And again, I say could make gold skyrocket if they happen. But I believe we're headed for one or all of them. So tell Goldgate Capital Wayne Root sent you. Goldgate will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. I said $15,000 in free silver. So call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you toll free. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. They sell physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And when you say War, you get $15,000, up to $15,000 in free silver. That's an important thing to say, up to, depending on what you spend, for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Go to goldgatecapital.com, 855-770-GOLD. All right, speaking of gold, he's got the gold for you. Gold nuggets about the Obama family, the Obama crime family. Joel Gilbert is with us, investigative journalist, filmmaker, author, and director of Michelle Obama 2024, her real-life story and plan for power. Get the DVD and the book at MichelleObama24.com. Joel Gilbert, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be back.
I know you continue to believe Michelle will be the nominee, and I've written columns about this since January. I do believe also that there's a good chance she could be the nominee, but I just, unlike you, I give it 50-50. I think it's 50% Michelle and 50% Gavin Newsom. I think they're both, you know, kind of neck and neck, nip and tuck for who will replace Joe Biden. Someone will replace Joe Biden. There's even a tiny chance it could be Kamala if they can't get rid of her. But I do agree with you that Michelle has a shot, a serious, serious shot at it. She just doesn't seem to want it. She's acting like someone who really doesn't want it. That probably means she does. I'm sure you're going to tell me, right?
Well, let me tell you a couple of things. First of all, Gavin Newsom is relatively new to the national scene. He's well known in California as a failed governor. He's kind of a snarky guy, kind of like a younger Joe Biden. He's not very popular. He's hard to relate to. As I point out in my film and my book, I think Michelle has been preparing to run for president by copying exactly what Barack did to run for president. Barack had a voter registration organization called Project Vote. Michelle has something called When We All Vote, supported by the Soros gang. She got $26 million for this organization. Barack wrote two autobiographies. Michelle just came out with her second autobiography, Becoming and the Light We Carry. And also, Barack was the keynote speaker for John Kerry, introduced him in 2004. Sure enough, Michelle introduced Joe Biden at the 2020 Democrat convention. And you notice that they removed the first primary out of Iowa, where she would have had to campaign in 100 counties, to South Carolina for the first primary, where half the Democrat Party electorate for the primary is going to be black. And the convention is in Chicago, of all places, Michelle's hometown. So I think she has been interested, and she's kind of laying back. December 23rd of this year is the deadline to get on the primary ballots for most Democrat states. So I'm predicting that sometime in November, only a month or so away, we're going to see Michelle declare, and probably Biden drop out for health or some other reason.
Right. So I still think that it's going to be Gavin Newsom in the middle of it, because guess what? If you're right, and I'm right, because in January I wrote, you know, Michelle Obama is about to replace Joe Biden. And then about 2 months ago I wrote, you know, get ready for five terms of Obama, because he's this, you know, Joe Biden's a brain-dead puppet, and this is Obama's third term, and if Michelle runs, that would be the fourth and fifth term. So, you know, you and I do agree there's a great chance she becomes the nominee. I just think they'll have Gavin in there somewhere. He'll be her vice president.
He could be vice president. Like, for instance, Pence was a governor, so that was good for Donald Trump because he had executive experience. Look where the Democrat Party is at. Donald Trump delivered so much for the black community. He delivered a robust economy, jobs, high wages, prison reform, school choice. And that threatened the Democrats' stranglehold on the black community. They need 90% grasp on the black voters. That's why when Biden got in, they appointed African Americans to all these high-profile positions, like UN ambassador, press secretary, defense secretary, minority leader, head of the Joint Chiefs, and, of course, vice president. They're trying to give a message to black voters that's rather insulting. It's, we look like you, so you should vote for us. But they don't have their interests at heart, and Donald Trump showed that he does. So the Democrats have rejected white males. They're not interested. They got rid of Andrew Cuomo. There's really no place for them. They're going in the direction of what is generally un-American and absurd, like they did with this appointment of the
U.S.
Senate. California
U.S. Senate seat. Yeah.
Well, in U.S. Senate seat, you have to fit this category of,
black lesbian.
The Supreme Court ruled it was illegal because it discriminates, but that's where they're at. So I think Michelle checks all the boxes.
Yeah, no, I get it. And, you know, I think the best argument that you make, you know, my gut always said that she may be, you know, the person that replaces Biden. But the argument that you make that puts it over the top, when I see it, is that they made sure the convention is in Chicago this year. Or I should say next year. And why would it be in Chicago when you want it in a battleground state? You've already got Illinois. There's no reason in the world why you'd want your convention in Chicago. You already got Chicago and you already got Illinois. So the only possible reason could be a coronation of Michelle Obama. So that part absolutely is a convincer for me that you are, you know, right up there. I still don't think it's a done deal. I think she may not want it, and Gavin Newsom may grab it, because he definitely wants it. You must admit, he's desperate for it. He's like panting for it.
I think he wants it, but Michelle is actually a better politician than Barack. She's a better speaker. She comes across more authentic. Now, I wrote about today in American Thinker about Michelle's biggest vulnerabilities.
Well, I read it. Read it this morning. When I woke up, it was the first thing someone sent me. I read the whole thing. Yeah, brilliant stuff.
Yeah, what people don't know about her is she actually spent her time in Chicago doing white flight. Her and her brother ran away from schools. They refused to study with black people in their neighborhood. They went an hour and a half away to study with whites growing up. And Michelle exploited the black community on behalf of white liberals. White liberals couldn't hire white people to knock down and make 20,000 blacks homeless. So the mayor of Chicago hired Michelle to give away their land and knock down the projects, make 20,000 homeless. University of Chicago Medical Center hired Michelle to kick black people out of their emergency room and ship them back to the South Side, which was illegal. It's called patient dumping. So Michelle made millions of dollars being a front woman for these white liberals to deal with their problems with the black community. And Michelle doesn't talk about that very much. But I think if the black voters knew how much she exploited and abused the black community, that she would lose support.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Although, I think the brainwashing is so severe that, you know, if you say anything bad about a black person, especially an Obama, they just immediately go, oh, you're a racist. Doesn't matter if it's true, Joel. It just doesn't matter.
What's funny is when Michelle grew up, she even talks about this. I got her on tape. It's in my film. When she was growing up, the kids would beat her up, and they'd call her an Oreo. It means you're black on the outside, but you're really white on the inside. And it was true. Michelle didn't have any black friends. Her hero growing up was Mary Tyler Moore. She watched the Brady Bunch. So she really is kind of this white girl who grew up in a black neighborhood but rejected it and ran away from it. And I think black voters are going to be aware of that, and Michelle's going to have a problem with the black community if she runs.
I think she not only, you know, desperately wanted to be white, but she desperately wanted to be Jewish, because everything I read in your article today indicates she went to Jewish, predominantly Jewish schools, Jewish neighborhoods, you know, South Shore of Chicago, Jewish, predominantly Jewish, not the South Side of Chicago. She wasn't raised there. She was really raised on the South Shore, or is it the North Shore?
It's a community on Lake Michigan, a very affluent community. Now, she falsely claims all these years she's from the South Side of Chicago because it sounds more romantic.
Right, but she's from the South Shore, not the South Side, right?
She says, I'm from the South Side of Chicago. There's nothing else you need to know about me. Well, she's not from the South Side, and there's a hell of a lot we need to know about her. And I think in my film I showed that, and I think she's extremely political. Her father was a precinct captain working for the white liberals, trying to get black people to vote for them. So she really has a whole family history of manipulating the black community. Even when Barack ran for president, people didn't think he was black. Black voters weren't supporting him. It was the whites, liberals, and Democrats. Oh, we'd love to have a black president. But the blacks didn't think he was black. He's a mixed-race family. He grew up in Hawaii with white grandparents. It was Michelle that really worked on the black community to get the black vote out for him. But Michelle, ironically, has the same problem. She's very insecure about her relationship with the black community, and that's why you see her making up all these phony stories of having suffered racial discrimination. She's trying to make them think, well, I'm just one of these ordinary black folks just like you. Well,
phony accents, right? Phony accents, yes.
Right. Oh, she'd be put in jail for a hate crime the way she puts on this phony urban accent when she's talking to a black audience. It's very insulting. So, yeah, if you watch the movie, the film, you can see it on Salem Now or Amazon Prime Video. And you really learn about the real Michelle Obama. It's the first critical biography ever made. And I think November is going to be a very interesting month. We're going to see some changes.
And how? And by the way, let me suggest, you know, again, you know, you keep believing it's going to be Michelle, and I keep saying it might be Michelle, it might be Gavin, or it could be Michelle on top, Gavin on the bottom. What if it was Gavin on top and Michelle is VP? Why would that be? That's not insulting. She might do that because a VP has a very easy life, and she doesn't have to be political, and she doesn't have to do much except wave to people and go to fun events.
You have to understand who she is. First of all, she has 100 million followers on social media. She's a political animal. She's been giving speeches. She's lived in the White House. She's met 100 world leaders. She's the most popular person in the country, if not the entire world. Gavin Newsom doesn't hold a candle to her popularity and the enthusiasm amongst women, minority groups, for Michelle Obama. Newsom doesn't have the following, and it's not who Michelle is. Michelle is a real leader. She's a great speaker, and she can command an audience. I mean, I was at her event here in Los Angeles when Oprah interviewed her. It's actually on Netflix right now. You can see it. And there were 3,000 people lined up 2 hours early. I mean, it's like a campaign event. Michelle,
hey, Joe, we're headed out. We got to go. The music is on. I you know, it's amazing. I don't think I live in a bubble, and yet I know nothing about any of this. I have no idea Michelle had 100 million followers. I see her as like a hack. I can't even believe she's that popular. Wow. Joel Gilbert, check out MichelleObama24.com. Thanks, Joel. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got great news.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do? To rid my body of this dangerous poison. Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen. To help rid your body of spike proteins, this patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi,
this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, My Pillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
Okay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I heard a great joke the other day. Are we off the air? Hey, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Coming to you from the house the Root built. Hey, by the way, I want to let everyone know, whatever way you want to phrase it, I wanted to make sure you all knew that I was the opening speaker for Vivek Ramaswamy yesterday. And for those who have doubts about them, and I know there's a lot of you have doubts. Oh, you've all heard misinformation. Oh, he's a Soros guy. Wasn't a Soros guy. He went to law school, and Paul Soros, what's his name, is it George Soros? All of a sudden his name flops out of my head. Soros' brother, Paul, was giving scholarships, and he took one. So what? If you'd offer me a scholarship 40 years ago when I was a kid, I would take anybody's money. Couldn't care less. And then they're like, oh, he's a World Economic Forum guy. He's a Klaus Schwab guy. No, he's not. Klaus Schwab honors people all the time, really smart young people who come out of, like, Harvard and Yale and Princeton and Columbia. And you don't have any saying whether he honors you or not. If he happens to like Wayne Root, he names you the Wayne Root as one of the great new young people on the planet. That doesn't mean you're a Soros guy or a Klaus Schwab guy or a WEF guy. It just means you got honored. Very few people turn the honor down if you get honored as one of the, you know, greatest young citizens of the future of America. So he took it, right? He got it. It's so ridiculous how people get these stories wrong. This guy gave a speech yesterday, Vivek, that was so fantastic. It was like one of the great speeches you've ever heard in your life. And he did it all without any notes, just like Trump does it, with no lectern and no notes of any kind, no teleprompter of any kind. Off the top of his head, he just talked for like 30, 40 minutes and gave this incredible speech about what he believes in. And it's all the same things I believe in, the same things you believe in. Except he is just... Well, first, he's worth almost $1 billion. So he's 38 years old, worth almost $1 billion. So obviously, great businessman, great American, great capitalist, very talented guy, very articulate guy, very smart guy. I keep arguing, and I said this when I introduced him, and it's very rare. You never see a political event where someone introduces someone and says, I think Trump should name him their vice president. He wasn't happy about that. Believe me, his staff wasn't happy about that. But I gave a Trump speech and said, this guy is so great that he should be Trump's vice president. And then he'd be the president in waiting. And then in 2028, he'd basically be the president of the United States. He'd have it all laid out for him. He's the future of the Republican Party. You can't get more complimentary than that. I really do like the guy. But I don't think he was happy that I introduced him at his political rally as the vice president for Trump. But come on, get real. Get real. Do you think he's, you know, the latest poll shows Trump's up by 51 points over Ron DeSantis. 51 points. I think Trump has 60-something. DeSantis has like 12. And Vivek Ramaswamy has 7. He's not going to win. I introduced him because I like him and I think he's great. And I think he's the future of the party and I think he could be a president one day. But I think he'd make a great vice president right now. So how could he possibly be upset that I introduced him and said he'd make a great vice president for Donald Trump right now? I was the introducer at the rally, and that's what I said. I've got balls, man. And the crowd loved it. They ate it up. And you should see after the event, every person, the whole room came up to me and said, number one, they all said, oh, my God, you know, great introduction. You said everything we were thinking. Wouldn't he make a great vice president for Trump? We're not here to support him for president. We're for Trump. We came to see what he was about. Now we're convinced you're right, Wayne. He would make a great vice president for Trump. So everybody in the room agreed with me. And second of all, quite a few people made another interesting comment that, you know, Ramaswamy is a great talker, but he needs, you know, gives great speeches, brilliant guy. But he needs some seasoning. He's going to need 4 years under Trump before he can be the guy you say should be president of the United States. So I think everything I did was perfect, absolutely perfect, because that's what I see him in. And think of what he could do for Trump. He supercharges Trump's ticket. Trump wins because Ramaswamy gets the youth vote. Not all of it, not 80% of it, not even 51%. Maybe gets it up to 45%. And right now we're getting 25% of the young people. All of a sudden we get 45. That's it. You ice the election. That's what he offers Trump. He is perfect as Trump's VP because a VP usually gets you nothing. I don't think Mike Pence got Trump 5 votes. He didn't even get Trump a state because we automatically, Republicans, win Indiana. But I do think that Ramaswamy could win Trump the election by getting young voters. And literally, my wife Cindy spoke to some friends last night after the event, and all of them said their children are young Republicans in college, and their children love Vivek. Love him. So I really do believe young people would flock to the GOP for the first time because of the energy and the youth that Ramaswamy brings to the ticket. So I hope I convinced people of the right thing. I think I did. I think I did. I stood at a man's rally and convinced them he's a great man who could be president one day. But in the meantime, I think he could be vice president right now. And I know that the audience loved what I said. AmioLife.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies is AmioLife. AmioLife joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, silver mouthwash all day, silver gel in my face each night, silver lozenges all throughout the show. They are my go-to company, and they're offering a 50% discount when you say Route 50. Go to AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com, type in Route 50, or call 800-422-8148 and say Route 50, 800-422-8148. Say Route 50 and get 50% off. Get that alkaline structured silver solution. It's really made a big difference in my life.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.